Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we mark a significant milestone, the 56th Earth Day, with a global theme that resonates deeply with our collective future, our power, our planet. First, let's delve into the details of this global event. The theme for this year's Earth Day is a call to action, urging a tripling of global clean electricity generation by 2030. What makes this significant is that India has announced the expansion of Mission Life, which stands for Lifestyle for Environment, to include a Net Zero Households Incentive Scheme. This scheme will cover rooftop solar, rainwater harvesting, and waste segregation, specifically targeting below poverty line, or BPL, families. Crucially, India's major tech firms have also pledged to achieve 100% renewable energy supply chains by 2030. It is worth pausing here to note that Earth Day was first observed on 22 April 1970 in the United States, and since then, it has become a pivotal moment for environmental reflection and action. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, COP process and the Paris Agreement are the primary international legal frameworks guiding climate action. Now, let us turn to another significant development. The Meghalaya Cabinet has approved an ordinance that grants Khasi and Garo languages full official status alongside English in the state. This move is noteworthy because Khasi and Garo are among the 22 scheduled languages in the 8th schedule of the Constitution. What's unique about Meghalaya is that it is the only state where both Khasi, an Austroasiatic language, and Garo, a Tibeto-Burman language, coexist as dominant languages. Building on this, the recognition of these languages addresses long-standing demands from tribal communities. Remember this, Articles 29 and 30 of the Constitution protect minority language rights, making this ordinance a significant step forward. Moving on, let's explore how technology is transforming law enforcement. A government policy paper highlights the integration of artificial intelligence, or AI, in policing, shifting the approach from reactive crime response to predictive investigation. Pilot programs in Delhi and Hyderabad are using AI to identify crime hotspots, match suspects via facial recognition, and manage case evidence digitally. But why does this matter? It matters because AI can significantly enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of law enforcement. However, key concerns include algorithmic bias, privacy rights as protected by the Personal Data Protection Act of 2023, and the need for accountability frameworks for AI-aided arrests. With that background in place, let us look at a pioneering achievement in sustainable infrastructure. Ahmedabad's Kankaria Coaching Depot has achieved water neutral status, becoming the first railway facility in India to do so. This has been achieved through a combination of rainwater harvesting, wastewater recycling, and solar-powered water treatment. The depot now meets 100% of its water needs from recycled and harvested sources. This aligns with Indian Railways' green mission targets and the broader National Water Mission under the National Action Plan on Climate Change, or NAAC. Now, let's examine a remarkable milestone in the postal service sector. India Post has recorded its highest ever revenue of 15,296 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. This growth is driven by an increase in financial services, such as the Post Office Savings Bank and Postal Life Insurance, and logistics, including parcel and e-commerce delivery. The Postal Life Insurance, or PLI, scheme for food processing has emerged as a key growth vertical. Note this carefully, India Post operates the world's largest postal network, with approximately 1.65 lakh post offices across India, and about 90% of these are in rural areas. Next, we turn to an aspect that has significant implications for India's economic landscape. The eight core sector industries, which include coal, crude oil, natural gas, refinery products, fertilizer, steel, cement, and electricity, showed a contraction in March 2026. This signals a potential slowdown in industrial momentum. The core sector accounts for approximately 41% of the Index of Industrial Production, or IIP. Cement and electricity showed the sharpest declines, raising concerns ahead of the Reserve Bank of India's, or RBI's, monetary policy review. Moving on to what this means for national security, the Ministry of Home Affairs, or MHA, has integrated the Defence Research and Development Organisations, or DRDO's, Pragya Satellite Imaging System into its National Security Surveillance Infrastructure. Pragya provides real-time high-resolution imaging of sensitive border areas and conflict zones, enabling faster intelligence-to-action cycles. This is part of India's broader space-based surveillance program and aligns with the Defence Space Agency, or DSA, mandate. Pragya works alongside the RISAT and CARTOSAT satellite constellations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The global theme for Earth Day 2026 is Our Power, Our Planet. India aims to triple its clean electricity generation by 2030. The Mission Life expansion includes a Net Zero Households incentive scheme. Khasi and Garo languages have been granted full official status in Meghalaya. AI integration in policing is shifting the approach from reactive to predictive. The Kankariya Coaching Depot is India's first water-neutral railway facility. India Post recorded a revenue of 15,296 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26. The core sector industries showed a contraction in March 2026. The Pragya satellite imaging system has been integrated into the MHA's surveillance infrastructure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Understanding these developments is crucial for various aspects of the syllabus, including environmental conservation, language rights, technological advancements, economic trends, and national security. Remember this number, 56th Earth Day, and note the significance of the Our Power, Our Planet theme. Also, remember that Articles 29 and 30 protect minority language rights. In conclusion, today's current affairs span a wide range of topics, from environmental conservation and language rights to technological advancements and economic trends. These developments are not just significant in their own right but also have broader implications for India's strategic position, both domestically and internationally. The integration of AI in policing and the expansion of Mission Life are steps towards a more sustainable and secure future, while the recognition of Khasi and Garo languages underscores the importance of linguistic diversity and minority rights. As we move forward, it's essential to keep these developments in perspective, understanding how they interlink and impact our collective future.